beautiful as well.
Huh?
Sure, I'm beautiful.
Sure you are.
I used to be, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I used to be when
really
I was...
You used to be?
When I was young.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. When I was young, I was passable. But that's a long time ago. Apartment that I've got, very nice. But it's got a veranda, you know, it's very nice.
What's that?
My apartment that I've got here.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a nice apartment.
You like being by the river?
Yeah, but $462, that's an awful lot of money. And now they're going to raise it in September. I don't know what he's going to raise. But eventually, it won't be long before I'll go to the old folks' home. And down there, I'll have to pay too. I don't know what they're charging me.
What is there to say when you're supposed to?
I'd like to marry you.
Just like that?
Yeah. So I said, I'll think it over, I'll let you know.
Did you?
Yeah, so I did. And my mother says he was too old for me.
Did he make any promises to you?
No. He was very honest, you know.
What did he say?
Nothing. He just said that he'd like to marry me, that's all. And then I decided, all right, and this was it. I painted it on you.
Which?
This outfit that you've got on.
What about it?
It looks nice on you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Looks very good on you.
It's my tennis shorts.
Yeah. They look good on you. Be here a year, that will be all.
What do you mean?
Well, I got $21,000 from the house.
Yeah.
Lately. And I saved up 20. So I'm gonna buy bonds with the 20.
Yeah.
And because if it pays a good interest, but now the interests are down.
Yeah.
They don't pay good interest. Last year I got a good interest on the money I left for Jaime and Anna. So I had a good interest. I gave mother some. And I gave somebody else I gave. And I gave Bert some.
You want to move somewhere else after you?
I'll go to the old folks' home.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. There's no other place I can go. Because I won't have enough money. Then you have to pay them a certain amount of money to keep you there.
What do they charge there?
I don't know.
Is it as much as the rent is here?
I don't know. I don't think so. But, that's what I have to do.
I'm never going to see your mother there. Robina.
Who's going?
I remember visiting her.
Yeah, she had a nice room. And so did Joe, had a nice room. They had a nice box. And he had a television. And so did my mother. And listen. If I was to tell you what I went through in my lifetime, you wouldn't believe. So the thing for me is to keep quiet. I mean, for a person to go through so much, there's always something happening. And it can drive you up a wall. After my mother left, I was the one that had to carry all the responsibility. There was nobody else here. Honey, Raymond's too busy with his own business. Elaine is busy with her business. And things weren't so hot for her for a while. So if I look like I'm looking today, I should be thankful. I should be thankful.
bother you. You don't have to give up on anything. There's lots of it for you, still have lots of friends.
It's not, that isn't, the friends don't bother, that doesn't bother me. The friends don't mean anything to me. Because I can't be bothered with them now. I can't entertain them, I can't look after them, I can't run to stores by myself walking down and back. I don't want to be bothered. So I'm happy just to sit and lay when I don't feel good. And that's all you can do. My glasses are no good. And diabetes is no good, so the glasses are no good. Mind you, the only thing I eat is ice cream once in a while, which I shouldn't eat. But otherwise, I'm pretty careful.
What does the diabetes do? It makes you tired?
Yeah, it makes you tired, doesn't it? And it used to, my nose used to bleed a lot. Makes you tired and makes you feel like you want to die. Makes you feel like you want to die.
Is it
especially, I think when it gets to my age, you know, younger people maybe don't feel as bad. But with me, what? Birthday?
His next birthday.
Oh, my birthday is on June the 22nd.
And how old are you then?
I'll be 80 then.
You'll be 80 June the 22nd? 80 years old. 80 years old.
Well, there's people 94 and 100, so who knows what's what, when. Nobody knows the next day or the next month. You don't know nothing. God keeps you wondering, keeps you in suspense. That's a little better.
You ever worry about it?
No, I guess I'll see her.
Yeah?
I'll see my mother, my father, my brother Harry, and my brother Joe, and the young brother that was born here. I'll see them all.
Yep.
So, this is it. There isn't one of us that live forever.
I'll meet you there later. I'll see you.
None of us live forever.
Save the space for me.
Yeah. None of us live.
Before I die, I'll let you know. And you can put some corn on for me.
Yeah, corn on the cob.
And you put some up for me.
And Bobby loves corn on the cob. And he phones me, get lunch for me. I said, what do you want? Corn in the cob? He said, yeah. He loves it, and so do I. But anyways, so you'll have to let me know what you want for supper tonight. You understand? You have to let me know a couple hours ahead of time. So if I want to make chicken, I have to put it in the roast pan, and I can make rice with it or something, or soup. I make soup and rice, pudding, and chicken. That will be a nice supper. And
good cook, wasn't
you? Yeah, I'm a good cook. I used to be, not now. I used to cook very nice food.
Yeah.
I got out of practice.
You used to make big dinners?
I did, yeah. I used to entertain and make dinners, and it was a different type of life altogether.
Did David like that, helping people over?
He didn't mind. Well,
He liked to be more by himself.
No, he liked people, but he didn't go out much. He wasn't feeling good. He always used to lay there.
Yeah, no.
That's where he used to lay.
Roll his socks up.
He never felt like he wanted to go. And when we had an affair, he If we were invited out, you know, he had to think a couple times before he decided to go. But, well, I think his work was what made him sick. You see, the paint wasn't good for him, the smell of the paint. And he liked to be out walking. Once in a while he'd walk. But most of the time he was laying there watching television.
Well, he used to, when he was younger, he used to go out hunting all the time.
Yes, he did. When he was younger, we used to go out quite a bit. But then afterwards, when he got older, he didn't feel good.
Did you ever go out with him when he'd go fishing?
No, I never used to go fishing. But he used to bring me a fish, and he'd stick it in the sink, and he'd start cleaning it, and it would go all over the curtains. Oh, he was terrible. He'd go all over the curtains, he'd clean it in the sink. He always used to bring fish. And he liked the filter fish. Oh, it's a long time ago.
You remember?
I remember.
Was it a blind date?
Eh?
How went it a blind date?
Who went?
No, she didn't care.
No, she knew your dad. I think she knew him. And they fell in love, and they were very much in love.
Well, what did you think of him when you had love and hope?
You mean your dad? Oh, he's a nice man. He's a very nice man. And then she got married and she left. And, but she was working all these years. She worked in the store.
Who are you talking about?
Your mother.
My mother?
Yeah.
She worked in the store.
Didn't she go to, she always was in the store.
Dad was in the store.
No, she always, when I was there, she was in the store. She was always in the store. And, anyway, she was happy with him. She had four nice boys. She had really four nice boys. And she was happy. But I don't know what sickness she had. I couldn't figure to this day what was wrong with her. What? She was in the hospital. What was wrong with her? Your mother.
What was the one she in the hospital?
She was in the hospital, that's where she died. She died in the hospital. I don't know what sickness, it was something
Bobby, she... Bobby, who are you talking about? My mother.
Yeah, your mother was in the hospital. That's how she passed away. Where did she pass away? Where did your mother pass away? I was there to see her in the hospital. I went to visit her.
Then with your mother?
No, my sister.
My mother is Elaine, your daughter, who's in Texas now, yeah.
Oh no, I'm talking about your grandmother. My sister. I'm talking about my sister.
Your sister?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
Like Harry was my brother and Joe, she was my sister, your mother, your grandmother. Well, you wouldn't remember, you wouldn't know anything about her.
So about more of my grandmother Rose? Morris's wife?
No. Your grandmother, Sophie.
No.
Your grandmother, Sophie.
Sophie was your sister.
Yeah. So she was quite sick there for a while. I went to see her at the hospital. I don't remember what sickness she had. I couldn't remember what you said. She was a wonderful person. My mom was my sister.
the one who took care of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who worked so that you could go to school?
Well, she worked, you know, and she used to give money in the house.
She was the older daughter?
She was the oldest. Then was Harry, and then was Joe.
So you were the baby?
I was the baby, but I was the one that looked after.
Yeah.
I was the one that knew what was doing. And I came over here with my mother.
How did you come over?
On the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we traveled on the boat.
And
they were sick, you know, they were in bed, they couldn't eat. And I used to go, I used to put a shawl on, and I used to steal stuff from the dining room, and I used to bring it to them to eat.
What did you steal?
Bread, everything I could find that I thought they would eat, you know.
Oranges?
Anything I could find, I used to put it in my pocket and bring it to them. I was that high.
What did your mother say when you brought them the food?
When I brought it?
Yeah.
She said, "Where did you get it?" I said, "I took it from the table."